T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you see Dan shaking it up at the end of the year and letting a guy go that we don't expect?
That's a very good question. I don't know exactly how close he and Bruce are. They appear to be very close. My sense is that Bruce is smart enough to stick close to Dan and keep telling Dan how great he is. And it would be what I think may happen is what some people have suggested is they may make a grand announcement about a new job for Bruce, because he wants to sort of step away from all the pressures of making football decisions, and maybe they'll bring someone else in over Doug Williams, and with Bruce out of the mix. I could see that happening. I can't see Dan out and out firing his pal. And I don't know what they're going to do with Jay Gruden. And I've said this before. I think Jay's a pretty good coach. Is he a great coach? No. But who's out there who would be willing to come and work here who's going to be better? That's the other question. I always say this. If you're going to fire someone, regardless of the job, you better know who you can get who you think will do a better job.
Yeah, I think that they're going to stay with Jay because they like him. He's very likable.
He is very likable.
And you know, he doesn't cause any problems. He doesn't want to, like, a, you know,
he doesn't
no power,
rock the boat.
There's no power struggle with him. So I think it doesn't matter.
No, and you're right about that. Everything you say has proven true since he got here 5 years ago. Dan has not worked well with coaches like Shanahan, who, Shanahan won 2 Super Bowls, big ego. He couldn't deal with Marty Schottenheimer, who felt that he should be making all the football decisions. So bringing in a strong personality has not worked in the past. I think it's probably what you need in the NFL, a coach with a strong personality, if you're going to win at the highest levels, as opposed to saying, oh, we had a great year, we went 9-7, and we made the playoffs, which has sort of been the ceiling for Washington under Snyder. But I agree with you, Jason. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he survives. And I'm not necessarily saying he shouldn't survive. I mean, they were 6-3 before all these injuries crashed.
Mm-hmm. It's just hard when you look at it globally, big picture, one playoff appearance in 5 years. It's just tough. Tough stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, you look in this century, they've been in the playoffs 4 times and won 1 playoff game. And that's for one of the richest and, until 1999, proudest franchises in the history of football. That's not good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.